Ketchikan was warned Tuesday morning to expect a big storm that afternoon, and the warning was spot on. Weather observers clocked sustained winds around 70 miles per hour and gusts exceeding 100. The storm knocked down trees and power lines throughout the community, keeping repair crews busy through this morning. KRBD's Layla Carey has more.
A fast-moving storm whipped through southeast on Tuesday, with the biggest winds hitting Alaska's first city. Sharon Sullivan is a meteorologist intern with the National Weather Service in Juneau. She said mid-morning Wednesday that the storm force low developed rapidly in the morning near Haida Gwaii in British Columbia, south of Ketchikan.
So it developed yesterday morning and affected a lot of the southern panhandle and then reached kind of the central Gulf by late last night, and it's already on its exit in the northern Gulf right now.
According to the National Weather Service, the highest recorded gusts were in Ketchikan, but everyone in southeast experienced a strong storm.
So at Salmon Landing in Ketchikan, gusts up to 112 miles per hour recorded. We also have Lincoln Island at 74, Ketchikan Airport at 73, Annette Island at 69. Yeah, Wrangell Airport was about 45. So those are some of the ones on the higher end.
While the official National Weather Service report for Metlakatla was a high of 69 miles per hour, residents report that wind gusts were much stronger. Sullivan says Prince of Wales Island also reported high winds. The storm hit the west coast of the Big Island first, with gusts up to 77 miles per hour and sustained winds around 60. Hurricane force winds are sustained winds not including gusts of at least 74 miles per hour, according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Sullivan says Wrangell reported some trees down and shingles blown off a roof. In Ketchikan, though, pretty much an entire roof blew off a home on Jackson Street, according to Andy Donato of Ketchikan Public Utilities Electric Division. That led to one of many wind-related power outages. An event affecting the most people was in the Mountain Point area and brought traffic to a halt on South Tongass Highway.
There are some trees pulled down the lines in that area. Caused a problem. We have to shut the highway down for a while. It was unsafe to cross there with the power lines being stretched and down.
Donato says some people weren't happy about the road closure, which was announced a little after 5 and kept a lot of people from getting home until after 7:30 p.m. But he says it was a serious safety concern. The tree leaning into a live power line meant the line was essentially grounded.
So if one of the higher lines, which is energized, touches that tree or a branch tickles that, it'll bring that voltage down to ground. And if you're standing in and around the area, that's another thing. People thought they could leave their cars and walk. I told them, no, I can't let you do that. You can't walk over there. And that's because you'll have something called a high ground potential. And it's dangerous.
Donato says most areas had power back by around 10 p.m. Tuesday, although a few individual homes remained without electricity through Wednesday morning. He thanked the community for understanding and supporting KPU line crews. Also out working in the storm were U.S. Coast Guard boat and helicopter crews. There had been a report of a possible overturned skiff during the windstorm. A Coast Guard spokesman reported Wednesday morning that the skiff was eventually found, safely moored, and the occupants were fine. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.